Hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Guys, welcome. Welcome, my friends, to episode number 16. It is the Pulse 24, and I'm your host, Troy Brewer, and I've got a bunch of good friends sitting here at the table with me right here, right now. To my right is Brother Benjamin Brewer. How are you, son?
I'm doing mighty fine.
Yeah, are you in a good mood today?
I am. I'm fine as frog hair.
Wouldn't you like to go to at least one more meeting today?
Oh, no, I'd love it.
Yeah, come on. Let's do another. Let's have one more meeting, please, because that's a really big deal. On Tuesdays, that's all we do is meetings, and then we come over here to do the podcast. It's really kind of a nice break.
It really is.
It is. And then, and then across from me is a lovely and gracious Miss Connie. Hello, Miss Connie.
Hey, Pastor Troy. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, so I know that you are as our producer director chick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, she loves that too. Look at her. Yeah, she forced me into that. Thank you very much. So what are we talking about today?
Full Circle 24.
Right on. So why should people continue to watch this? What are they going to learn?
They're going to learn about how 24 in the Bible represents going full circle, going through the whole process, or experiencing things to the fullest.
Yes.
I like how you say the whole enchilada.
The whole enchilada.
The whole enchilada.
So yeah, that's a really big deal, and that's a big part of learning how to walk with God. And if you're going to be a kingdom person, you got to go from outer court to inner court into the most holy place, right on. Like, you got to press in into that thing and then live that thing over and over and over again as God provides a new layer and a new layer and another new layer. And we're going to get off into that. It's going to be good.
Right.
And then sitting next to you today, we have a first-time visitor here with us.
We do.
So Miss Rebecca Tamayo Gonzalez, how are you?
I am doing great. It's such an honor. Thank you so much.
And we're so happy to have you on here with us. What do you think about, so you just came on, wait, let me just talk to you for just a second, because you help lead in our praise and worship.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Yes,
you're part of Pastor Pauline's team, and you've been a good friend of mine for a long, long time. Yeah, you've been on ministry with us for a long time. Welcome to this part, this crazy part of our world.
I love what she just said about going full in, full circle, and God's been talking to me about stepping out of the box.
Yep.
And once I did that, it just, my yes has been going to the next and the next thing. And this is just the beginning. That's what I feel in my spirit.
What's funny is all of us think that we got this ceiling, and as soon as we start to push the bubble on that, God just goes, no, I'm going to open up a whole new door. I'm going to put you in a whole new realm, and it's going to be crazy cool. So we're going to talk about all that today.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why we have you on here, so help me out, Ben. She just now joined our media team, Ben, and she is going to, what is she about to start doing for us?
So she is going to be the face of the social media.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing a bunch of live streams throughout the week. Here pretty soon, not right this second, but here pretty soon. And when we do, she'll be the one you see and you talk to and all that fun stuff. And she's also going to help out Misconception over here when we're gone on the Pulse.
Yep. Mm. So you guys are going to be doing the Pulse whatever we're gone. But look, let's stop what we're doing, guys. And here's what I want to ask y'all to do. Hey, please like this. Please subscribe to this. Please, what else is there besides like and subscribe?
Share. Be a media missionary.
Yeah,
and you follow.
Yeah. So like, share, follow, publish, comment, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. It helps us out. Recently, guys, we looked at a study, and out of the hundreds of thousands of Facebook people, per se, like we have hundreds of thousands of viewers in Facebook, and you can actually see the metrics on it. We only have like 40 or 50,000 people that have actually, is it subscribed or followed us, right? So I want to encourage you guys to, what is it? Is it follow or is it subscribe?
On Facebook,
on it's Facebook.
Follow.
It's follow. Okay, so follow. Please do that. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe and do that. If you're on Twitter, I don't know, make some kind of comment, I guess. I don't know what you do on Twitter.
You tweet.
You tweet. What do you do? What do you do on Instagram?
You follow.
Post.
And then at odx.tv, what do you do at odx.tv?
You got to go ahead and subscribe to become a tier 2 member or a tier 3 member so you can go behind the veil.
Right.
Or as PT likes to say, the veal.
Yeah, the veal, because it's all spelled weird. So whenever we go behind the veil, which is exclusive to odx.tv members, guys, we talk about stuff that would otherwise get us banned. And so we will not be censored over there. And there's already a bunch of troublemakers in here. Like, I can actually see the people that are in ODX. I can see Mona is in there. Charles is in there. William Blair is in there. He says enchiladas and fried chicken. I'm not sure that that's helpful, brother. Patricia, how are you? Call you blessed. Aloha from Hawaii. Right on. Pablo, my good friend down in Argentina, is there. I can also see Lisa Bennett. Oh, and I see Concepcion Jenkins all the way from across the table, right yes, over here.
I'm talking about enchiladas.
Ella Anderson is also on YouTube. I can see she's from Kentucky. Mary Sizemore is on our Facebook page, and that's really cool. Mindy Johnson, how are you? My very good friend, Robin Lee Day, and she is over in the Phoenix, Arizona area. I love Robin. Anytime I'm out there, she always comes to our meetings. I can see Brother Daryl.
Pastor Jim Maxwell just joined in.
Did he really? Pastor Jim Maxwell is here. Okay, so guys, that's my pastor. So y'all need to straighten up. Y'all don't say anything lewd. Pastor Jim is watching right now. And I see Sheree Morgan is in here. All kinds of people. Judy Taylor is watching. I've known Judy for probably 30, almost 40 years now, which is crazy. Yep. Yeah. And then I also see, wow, Lynn and Terry Widener is here. Hello, my good friend. How are you, buddy? Guys, there's so many good people on here. Well, Jill Jones Jacobs is also here, and Cheryl Lohner is here. And I know that Jill Jones Jacobs is a local girl, and she helps me in the green room after church on Sundays. And then, of course, Cheryl is up in the Land of Lakes, I believe. Isn't she Michigan? In Michigan? Michigan? I think that she is.
We also have Kirk Morgan in the chat, too.
What's that brother doing?
He's hanging out in the Facebook chat.
Wow. Go to work, man. What's wrong with you? Ethel Markham Butler. I've known Ethel since I was a little boy, and she's actually kin to me somehow. I'm not real sure, but she would always be at our family reunions and where our family gathered at. I've known her since I was a little bitty guy. Well, anyway, guys, it's so good to see y'all. Blessing and peace on you. Let's get ready to rock and roll, and then we'll talk about, because we're 7 minutes into it, I just want to go ahead and get started. But I certainly want to start telling everybody all about, you know, tomorrow night, Joseph Z is going to be with me at Open Door Church, Joseph Z, which is amazing. We're going to be talking about artificial intelligence versus authentic wisdom. And last week I had Brother Alan DeDio was with me on that. Yeah. And, you know, the night after I was with Alan, I was with old Brother Zach Rippey. And I was in downtown Fort Worth up there, and we had the I Like Birds podcast.
It's such a funny name.
It is so funny. It's strange, man. That's great.
He's a rock star, though. I love him.
And then the next day, man, I took off, and I went to Seattle, and I did a big prophetic conference up there in Seattle, and it was really good. And I did a prophetic roundtable with Bobby Connor and Daniel Adams and Pastor Darren Stott. All these videos are all available at odx.tv. So everybody go in there and look. And then, of course, on Thursday night of this week, I'm going to be on the Daystar Television Network. Right on. I'm going to be this week. I'm doing the, what do they call that? Is it For All
Heart
the World?
For the World.
Yeah, Heart for the World. Exactly right. Always honored to be a part of that. And then on Friday, I'm going to an Arab nation that my security team says I cannot tell anybody. And then on Saturday, I will be arriving in Uganda, East Africa. And then off we go from there. So it's a very busy time, and it's hard to keep up with me, but you go to ODX and you can.
You forgot to talk about the fact Mondo is going to be on here with us on the post.
Mondo de la Vega. He's going to be with us tomorrow in his brand new book. I think it's called My Crazy Life.
Yes.
And he was a big time gang guy for a long time.
He was.
And at the same time when Leanna was living there, he was living there. And Leanna was a good girl, and he was a bad boy. And then the brother got saved, and he's a part of the Jim Baker team and out of Branson, Missouri. And he's an amazing human being. He's also been with me to Mexico and helped me rescue some kids and met all my rescue girls. And so he's a good friend of mine. He's going to be with us tomorrow. So you definitely want to tune in. All right, guys. You guys ready to do this?
Red eye.
Boom. Hey, before we start, Kathy has a really...
I was so ready. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No. Kathy Spano said, hey, Brother Troy, tell us what it was like being with Bobby Connor, and would you invite him on?
I would invite him on. I will not get a chance to talk the whole 2 hours he's on there. and he would be proud to tell you that. Hey, man, I'm here to talk, and I'm going to talk. And so I'm like, okay, well, you get after it, because he's got a lot cooler stories than I have, and I'm the story guy. I've got some cool stories, man. Bobby Connor is a trip. That brother is something else. That Bobby Connor is next level prophetic guy. He's 80 something years old. He's an East Texas boy, and he has seen it. He's done the stuff. You were telling me that one of your favorite stories about him is has something to do with a pony.
Yeah.
What
he
is
he actually
that?
Told it while he was at the conference that y'all were at, and it is when he was a little boy. I think he was maybe about 5 years old. He was walking outside and he heard a voice tell him, "Don't get on the pony." And it said it twice and he was scared. He didn't know what was going on. He ran into his room, got in the bed, jumped under the covers. His brother walked over and was like, "What's going on with you?" And he said, "I don't know, but a voice just told me, don't get on the pony." So his mom was the next day, she and her brother were driving the boys. They went and stopped, had a picnic.
Come on.
And they were driving on to what he found out later was an orphan's house. And the way that they would come and get kids out of the car is they would lead a pony up to the car so the kids could climb on. And as the parents drove away, the horse would walk them on up to the orphan's house. So when the lady walked up with the pony, they slammed to the other side of the car and were screaming and yelling, "We're not getting on the pony." And so that was the Lord. He says it was the Lord keeping his family from being fragmented.
Come on, man.
Yeah, and that's one of my favorite stories.
Yeah, he did tell that story. I remember that story now. It was crazy cool. He had so many awesome stories. He's walked with God in such a cool way. And wow, I don't think that you can hang around Bobby Connor and not want to be more supernatural.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. I think that you want to be more supernatural if you hang around him. So
you have a favorite story from him, his knife story.
Yeah, his knife story is pretty daggum crazy. And the whole thing of him crying out and saying that he believed that he was walking in a season at one point where he was like, "God is returning everything that's ever been stolen from me." Mm-hmm. And he had a knife that his grandfather had given him as a kid. And now he was an old man and he was in a hotel room and he was praying and he just said, "I want my knife back." And he started crying that out. And then he said, he turned around and looked on the bed and that knife was on his bed, that a pocket knife that he hadn't seen in 40 years.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
It was just there. So I was telling that story and I was in Vacaville, California. And this guy asked me to pray for him. This true story. And this guy, and he was from Austin, Texas. He was from somewhere else, but he had recently been in Austin, Texas. And he had a briefcase. And in this briefcase was all this stuff that he actually needed. And when he got out in his car, of course, it's the People's Republic of Austin and, you know, it's lawless down there and people get away with whatever they want to. And some joker broke into his car and stole his briefcase. And he said, "Man, I had some valuable stuff in it and I had very important documents in it and all this." And he said, "Will you pray for me that the Lord would return that supernaturally to me?" So I did. I prayed for him just like, you know, you do. Mm-hmm. And so I did that. So he leaves and he comes back in and he's carrying that briefcase. And he said, "It was in my car."
Wow.
That's a true story. I totally forgot about that until just now.
And wasn't it Brandy who lost her ring and she prayed and then yep. she found it?
Yep.
So Brandy's lost her rings twice and she's prayed twice.
Hey, listen, guys, we have an anointing for finding lost things. Guys, can we pray for everybody that's watching? And guys, I want y'all, if you would, I want you to focus on something that you've lost. And, you know, it is the honor of the Lord to see to it that things have been lost or found. This is a big part of redemption. Things that have been stolen are returned to you. He hates the injustice of that. So, Father, right here, right now, God, we as a team, sir, we pray for every single person, God, that is watching this podcast. And we pray, Father God, sir, that what has been stolen would be returned. What has been lost would be found. God, this is your word. This is redemption. Now, Father, I pray, God, that you would release your angels for the performance of your word. In Jesus' name, everybody here say together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, guys, we're talking about full circle today. And full circle has to do with the number 24. And that's a really big deal because it's the year 24. And here in the year 2024, Miss Rebecca, man, we got to pay attention to that. And I get a lot of hate mail saying, "Well, you shouldn't pay attention to that." Okay, well, you missed your day of visitation is my attitude about it. I've been watching a lot of my hate mail videos recently and going, what is it, you know, that these guys don't like? And take your pick. I mean, they don't like anything. Right on. And also, too, because we have a woke generation where people know they're not going to be held accountable for saying really ugly things. Whereas if they were in here, we're liable to beat them up on live, you know, live TV. But since that's not going to happen, they're actually going to say really ugly things and get away with it. Right. But there was also some legitimate things that some people didn't like. And I had said some things in quoting some numbers that actually wasn't right. I was saying the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, dude, that is so right. And so I actually watched some of that stuff. But these jokers are going off on, hey, man, you do not look at numbers and you do not look at the year. God doesn't honor that. Well, see what King Jesus says to Jerusalem when they missed their day of visitation because they did not know the day. See what Jesus said to the Pharisees because they could tell the weather, but they didn't know the signs of the times, right?
And see, what are they going to say to God when they find out about Palmanai?
Yeah, what are they going to do about that? Well, they're just going to say, well, I could be wrong. So with that said, man, I'm paying attention to all this stuff and I'm not bringing anything weird or hokey. It's just something that isn't traditional. And I think that that's probably the big reason why most people that have a problem with it, it either falls into a category of there's no such thing as a prophetic, which I'm not going to pay attention to that, or this is not traditional in the body of Jesus. It's not recently traditional, but it is historically traditional. I mean, Brother Daniel gave to the very year when Jesus was going to show up. Brother Daniel also trained the wise men because he was over the wise men of Babylon, and his job was to train them in looking to the heavens as to the timing of the coming of the Lord, and they was looking for it. Yeah. And so, like, what? You can't do all that? Okay, well, you can. Well, you can't in most church, but you definitely can biblically.
Yeah.
Right? So the number 24 is a big deal, and it means full circle. So, like, well, what does full circle mean? And that's a whole nother thing. And it has to do with a spiritual door. And this is the year of the open door on 5784. This is also the year of the open door on 2024. So Genesis 4:4 is the 84th verse in the Bible. And then you go to Revelation 4:4, and that is the 24 elders. It's the two calendars actually overlap if you have an eye to see it and if you have an ear to hear it. And so all the way from Genesis 4:4 to Revelation 4:4, you have 84 and you have 24 coming together. Again, the 84th verse in the Bible being Genesis 4:4, mm-hmm. and then Revelation 4:4 being the 24 elders.
So before we get into the notes, I just wanted to ask.
We're already in the notes.
I know, but before we get deeper, what about the synchronicity? So what would you have to say about the synchronicity of the calendars? Because they don't always match up, but I feel like in recent times matching up a lot more.
Well, I think one of the reasons why they match up so much is simply because the body of Jesus is starting to get this revelation now. Mm-hmm. And like, well, why would we just now be getting it? Well, why did Daniel say this revelation is for the end time? It's sealed up until the end times. And the scrolls are being opened right now. And the revelation is actually being released right now on a whole lot of things. So I think that one of the things, and you can thank a lot of people like E.W. Bullinger and Albert Schweitzer and those great theological 50-pound heads from the 20th century and even before that, you can thank them for their contribution. But Brother John Hagee is the one that brought it to the mainstream with a book called The Blood Moons. Mm-hmm. Once people started looking up, and by the way, I had already written Looking Up, but nobody knew who it was or nobody had any reason to listen to anything that I did. But he actually, in his amazing ministry, brought it to mainstream and people started paying attention to the signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. And one of the signs, as Jesus said, there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, is the calendars that actually go with them. Mm-hmm. Okay, because the calendar, you know, the Gregorian calendar, the prophetic marker is the sun, the Hebrew calendar, the prophetic marker is the moon. And then the astro calendar is a whole nother thing that has to do with the children of inheritance, right? So it's like, what age are the people of God actually living in? You know, it's the dawning of the age of Aquarius, right? But that's a whole nother calendar. So let me just say that the first way that it syncs up, and you can see the heavens declaring the glory of God in both the Gregorian calendar and also the Hebrew calendar is, you know, the Hebrew calendar is a 28-day month. And this is the double month year. So what that means is every so many years, the 12th month, you do twice. First of Adar and second of Adar. Mm-hmm. So you have the same month twice in a row. Also like that on the Gregorian calendar, we have leap year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is a leap year as well. And we just had the 29th, which is a really big deal. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at any Gregorian calendar 18 years ago, actually 28 years ago, please forgive me. ATV, I'll end up getting hate mail on that. You talk a lot from the hip, man. You're liable to say something wrong. And that's something else, too, that I would say. And everybody just dealing with their haters. Oh, no. If I'm worried about saying something wrong, I'm just going to play it safe. Yeah, and I'm not a play it safe kind of guy. Nope. You can criticize me all you want. You can pick through all my stuff. You can even disagree. But I'm gonna shoot for it. So the calendar replaces itself every 28 years. So if you can find a calendar this year, you can go back to 28 years ago, and it is exactly the same calendar.
And 28 being times and seasons.
The 28 means times and seasons. Exactly right. You got
it. I read that in a book somewhere.
Ooh, that's amazing. And so they do overlap. Well, just exactly like that. This year, 7 days before Easter, we have a lunar eclipse. Mm-hmm. 7 days after Easter, we have a solar eclipse. The one that is before Easter falls on Purim, mm-hmm. right? Which is a big deal because it's all about Esther. Mm-hmm. So the picture of the Esther story is the pure woman, right? Mm-hmm. And that is seen as Virgo in the heavens. Mm-hmm. The picture of the bad guy, Haman, is Pisces. Like, why is that?
Yeah, why?
Why? Because he said, I will swallow up the Jews like a fish.
Oh, what?
That's what he says, big knucklehead.
What? Wow.
Yeah, that's a big part of his thing. Okay, well, these eclipses, even the lunar eclipse and the solar eclipse, both happen in Pisces this year.
Okay.
The one 7 days before and the one 7 days after. Now, anytime that God speaks through the moon, he's talking about and to his covenant people. Mm-hmm. Anytime that God speaks through the sun, he is talking to the nations. This is mostly an American national word. Okay, wow. So that it's actually going to begin at Eagle Pass, Texas. And by the way, when Jesus was talking about the rapture of the church, mm-hmm. they said, well, where's everybody going to gather at? And he said, well, where do the eagles gather? Mm. That's what Jesus said.
Wow.
Man, Jesus is coming back soon.
Amen.
Amen. Eagles Pass. That's what it's called, is Eagles Pass. And then it goes through seven cities called Nineveh, right? Like, what is that? It means turn or burn. Mm-hmm. That's what it means. And it's like, and that is a national word. Like, well, you can't say that because the grace of God is upon us. Yeah, the grace of God is upon us. And so therefore, do not put yourself under the category of the enemies of God.
Oh, that's a good word.
Do not do that, right? Mm-hmm. So the grace of God, why? Because the grace of God is upon us. So anyway, those two, these celestial events overlay and they go together like a hand in a glove. And so does our calendars. It's all syncing up as we ramp up into Revelation.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that?
That was a good answer. Thank you.
I don't think that was bad.
No.
I'm actually preaching all that on Thursday night on Daystar. Okay. I'm talking about all the solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse and the big mess and the 7 years ago eclipse and the 7 years of peace and the 7 years of peace or the seven Salems that went over. It ended at Charleston. It actually ended at Fort Sumter, which is where the Civil War began at the end of the seven Salems.
Yeah.
Fort Sumter, first cannon blast, boom, Civil War has began. All right, where does the next one begin? It begins at Eagles Pass. That's where the Civil War ended. You're like, it didn't end at Eagles Pass. Yes, it did. General Shelby buried his Confederate flag there and went to Mexico. And he was the last standing general of the Confederate Army. And the second one begins there. Well, the first should be last and the last should be first. Amen. And again, it speaks of civil war. And so like, okay, so are you believing, Troy, that there's a civil war that's taking place? Well, I would say that all this speaks of it. And I would also say this, that the two make an X across our nation. It looks just like the dadgum Confederate flag.
Yeah,
it does. If you put the Confederate flag over it, it's like, oh my gosh, like, wow. Now that I've said that, I'll also say this too, that there has been a massive, there's been a whole lot of national attention in the headlines about Eagles Pass, Texas. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, you know what? The federal government's going to come down there and stop you from stopping illegal aliens from actually coming over. And we're like, no, you're not. Yes, we are. No, we're not. And it is a big division between federal rights and state rights. Mm-hmm. We saw this happen in the news yesterday where the Supreme Court voted 9-0 in favor of some 20 some odd states that have threatened to take President Trump off of the ballot. You're not allowed to do that because it's a federal election and it's not a state election. You do not have the authority on a state level to do something like that on a federal level. That was yesterday. So we see this whole imbalance between states in our federal government. And I think that that is a tremendous player in the months to come. I will also say this too. Everybody remember I said this. On March the 25th, 26th, depending upon which time zone you live in and depending upon which side of the earth. So you can't know the day or the hour. And I'm just telling you, nobody can know the day or the hour of anything if you're talking globally.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so that's no excuse.
Yeah.
That's no excuse for not looking for the return of King Jesus.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no man knows the day or the hour. Well, yeah, of course nobody knows the day or the hour. There's 24 time zones and there's 2 days on the planet Earth at any given moment. How am I doing, Ben?
You're doing good, man.
Amazing.
I am.
So, Susan had a quick question.
Wait, I wasn't finished with that.
Oh, sorry.
Right on. I forgot what I was talking about, though. Wait.
The 24 time zones
and all those kinds of things. So, on the 25th or the 26th of October, of not October, but March, it is the day after Purim. And I want to tell you guys, we need to be looking and seeing what's going on the 25th and 26th. I could be completely wrong and I'm okay with being wrong. I'm going after something awesome here, mm-hmm. but the last time the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl, the day after Purim was the day that COVID became an epidemic. It was declared an epidemic. The time after that, that the Chiefs won was the day that the biggest financial loss in the history of the United States took place. So I'm like, I wonder what's going to happen on the 25th or the 26th. Like, should we walk in fear? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. You should not walk in fear any more than we should walk in fear of an eclipse, but we should line up with God.
Yes. Amen.
We should repent and we should line up with God and we should be a part of his camp. So I'm going to be out of the country. I'm leaving for Uganda this week. And I'm like, can we be back by the 25th or the 26th? Is it possible for us to come back? So you're going to be back by then.
I will be.
But I'm like, I would like to be back and I'd like to be on terra firma by then, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make it because I'll be in South Africa by then.
Okay.
But that's how much I believe in this. And that's mm-hmm. how much I believe that it's actually screaming. So you had a question, Ben?
Susan was asking if you saw three eagles flying down a river, what would that mean?
Wow. It would mean you're in Montana, right? It's like, three eagles flying down a river. I don't know. I mean, three eagles. So I know what the number three means. I know what eagles represent. Has to do with things of the spirit. The face of the eagle is always the face of a move of God in the spirit. It's like God being made manifest in the spirit. Like you have the cherubim that have the four different faces. So you have the face of a lion. Well, what is that? It's God showing up in Israel. Okay, it has to do with David. It has to do with all that. Then you have the face of an ox. Like, what is that all about? That is God Almighty showing up to serve. Okay,
bird and bear.
And then you have, that's exactly right. Then you have the face of a man. That's God showing up in humanity. Then you have the face of an eagle, and that's God showing up in the midst of the spirit. And that's the way Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is. So Matthew is the face of a lion. Mark is the face of a bull. Luke is the face of a man, the humanity of Jesus. And then John just says he's God. He's the word of God. And that's who he is. So it's the spirit being made manifest.
Mm-hmm. And they're flying down a river. The river is the spirit.
The river is the spirit. So yeah, right on. That's exactly right. There's so many things about a river. But yeah, I would say if three are flying, I would also ask this question. Are they in sequence, one, two, three, or are they side by side? That's another thing I would ask. Mm-hmm. So that's a great question because those are two different pictures.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Well, it is about time for us to go behind the veil. This is your reminder that if you would like to join us behind the veil, make sure to become a tier two or a tier three, pardon me, stage two or a stage three member on ODX. And for everyone else, if you're checking us out on Facebook, make sure to follow us, leave a like, leave a comment, all that fun stuff. Same thing on Instagram, on Twitter, on what are the other socials?
I don't know.
All the other socials. And on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. You can also hit the bell icon on YouTube. And every time we go live, it'll send you a little notification too.
So, hey, everybody. So we heard today that we're not doing a good job telling people what happened behind the veil and how you go there. If you're already on ODX.TV, you don't got to do nothing. Just sit right here. Mm-hmm. And then once we shut down all these other places, you guys are still going to be on in a place where we are not censored. Right. And that's actually coming up. And then you can imagine I've got some stuff to talk about, right? And I didn't even get to, in my full circle, I mean, I didn't get to one single. Everybody kept saying, well, before we get into that, guys, it's so easy for us to talk.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, I got some great stuff here, some great stuff. And I would like to share it with you. So I'm going to share it with you guys behind the veil. And then I'm also going to talk to you guys about a crazy cool encounter that I had with the Lord and the circle of people that was there. So remember, 24 is the 24 elders circle, right? The circle of the throne. 24 is a 24,000 miles around the planet Earth. 24 is 24 hours in a day and the 24 time zones around the planet Earth. It has to do with where the throne is. Right on. It has a lot to do with the throne of God. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So, Miss Connie, how do we need to close up here?
So we mentioned how you get to see, how you can just stay on if you're on ODX to get to view Behind the Veil. If you're watching on social media, you have to sign up on ODX either for stage 2 or stage 3 in order to be able to watch Behind the Veil. It's not just available if you go and make a free account, which we encourage you to do on ODX. You have to become a partner with us. Yep,
it's exclusive to Behind the Veil. And guys, this is a great way for us to be able to fund everything that I'm going to be doing in Uganda next week, or in Mexico, or in Belize, or in wherever it is. And guys, this community is really awesome. I can't go anywhere that somebody doesn't say, dude, I'm stage 2 or I'm stage 3. Nowhere. I can't go nowhere.
That's so cool. Yeah.
And all my ODX peeps show up. Rebecca, you did a fine job today.
Yay.
Yeah? Do you like this kind of stuff?
I do.
Yeah, man. We're going to do big things together.
It's the beginning.
Yeah, it is. I welcome you aboard and call you blessed. So I think that we'll go ahead and get ready to make the leap, and we're going to start shutting down all of our social media, and we're going directly to odx.tv. Don't forget that if you need a friend or if you need a prayer, simply call us at 877-413-0888. Hallelujah. Don't forget to join me tomorrow night. Well, let me say this. Tomorrow at the same time with Mondo de la Vega is going to be with me tomorrow. Then tomorrow night, Joseph Z is going to be joining me at Open Door Church. And then on Thursday night, I'm going to be live on the Daystar Television Network for their Heart for the World program. It's going to be amazing. So, and I'm going to be talking about the eclipse. That's what I'm going to be doing. Okay. All right, Ben, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Miss Rebecca, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Some dude in the booth, thank you so much.
You are welcome.
There you go. Wake up in there. And then
yeah, I had to unmute myself.
Yeah, it's okay, man. I'm just teasing. And then Miss Connie, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, guys. God bless you so much. We're going to go behind the veil where we cannot be censored at odx.tv. Bye-bye, everybody.